Blog Talk Radio.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't. When he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment. God, arms wide open. I'm right here, pouring out my life, gratefully.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of my life.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Well, today it is Women's Day Thursday. I am super excited. The woman of God has a word from the Lord just for you on this morning. Get your pen and paper together and get ready to eat. Definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in, United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Russia, and all the other countries that's listening in. Know that we're praying and interceding for you on this side of the globe. See, we can openly praise God, but they cannot. So be mindful of that and pray for someone. Even though you don't know the situation, still lift them up in prayer. Father, we ask you to come on this morning and have your way. Less of your daughter and more of you. Use her in a mighty special way today, Lord. Let her decrease, you increase in her, and let the people hear what you need them to hear on this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm going to introduce to some and present to others. Minister Candace, good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning, Apostle. I am blessed. I am here. I'm thankful. Glory be to God. How are you?
I am blessed, enjoying this. You know, it's cold here in Houston. It's not y'all cold in Chicago, but it's cold to us.
Right.
It's cold. No snow
on the
ice. See, when I say, I think we're in the 70s, 72 or 68. It's cold to us. That's when it gets to 50, oh, we freezing. It's shutting. Houston's shutting down. That's it. It's over with. But the floor is yours. The floor is yours, woman of God. I'm going on mute. I'm ready to eat.
All right. Amen. Welcome. Thank you, everyone who's in listening. Today, you know, we're talking about the armor of God, and specifically what God had laid on my heart was the breastplate of righteousness. However, I can't just talk about the breastplate of righteousness without also talking about the belt of truth. I'm going to go ahead and go right in. First, I wanted to say a prayer. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for each and every individual in this room. I thank you, God, that you are using me for your glory, not my own. I thank you for the amazing leaders, Apostle Kashim and Apostle Douglas, that you have placed to push and to move us in this time, Lord God. So I thank you for their obedience and their wisdom on today, Lord. Allow your word to come forth as the way you want it to be presented to your children. In Jesus' name, amen. So the breastplate of righteousness, and I'm going to go ahead and the natural part of a soldier. So back in those days, soldiers used to actually wear natural armor, right? So when the natural armor of a soldier was specific emphasis on a breastplate, back in those times, you couldn't wear a breastplate without the belt. The belt had to be secure or else the chest, the neck will be exposed. The vital organs, which are the heart, the lungs, the esophagus, et cetera, will be exposed and can easily be a target for the enemy on the battlefield, which can result in sudden death. So Paul used the analogy in describing the seriousness of wearing your armor as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus. So first we're just going to even talk about what's righteousness, right? So righteousness, if you look up the Webster's Dictionary of Righteousness, it's the acting in according with the divine moral law, free of guilt and sin. If you look up the Greek word, it's pronounced dikousthene, which is the character or justification of a person, righteousness. So, again, if we just go back, we understand that Paul was talking about how important it was to wear the breastplate of righteousness, because the enemy our enemy, the spiritual warfare, the enemy can attack our hearts, right? He can attack everything that God has put in us. He can, the truth, he'll attack it. If the belt is not tightened, the truth of God, which is the word of God, won't be in us, won't be hold, we won't hold fast to that. Everything else will fall apart. So in Psalms 119, it says, my tongue will speak of your word, for your commandments are righteousness. This is also definition of righteousness. 1 John 3:4 says, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. 1 Corinthians 15:34, awake to righteousness, do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak to this to your shame. So to be righteous is to be right in God's eyes, not in our own eyes, right? In contrast, lawlessness is sin. So to be righteous is to obey God's laws of love. So, you know, when we're wearing God's righteousness, as in Isaiah 64, it says, but we are all unclean. We got to understand that we are all unclean, though, right? So it's not our righteousness that's going to make us whole. It's not our righteousness going to protect us. It's because if you read righteousness, our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as leaves. Our iniquities are like wind, have taken us away. So imagine us trying to wear our own righteousness, right? Our righteousness is as filthy rags. So we already know we are exposed to the enemy. When the enemy comes like a flood, our heart is already attacked. Our mind is attacked. Everything within us is attacked. So the righteousness of God will deliver us from death, but, you know, trying to protect ourselves in our own righteousness will make us a lousy breastplate. So as servants of God, we are to be righteous when we follow God's way. It's the action of a lifetime event. Sin separates us from our thoughts, from God's word. And that's why the belt of truth, not only the belt of truth, its play is a crucial part in not only holding up the breastplate, but it's also where the sword is held. That's where the weapons that we carry, which is the word of God, is to always be around us, to be girded with the truth, which is the word of God. Truth that, like in John 7:17, it says to sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Your word is God breathed. In Timothy 3:16, God reveals his truth, his words, and his commandments. So test all things. Hold fast. Search the scriptures daily. Don't be conformed to this world. The enemy attacks our heart. The Bible talks about how our hearts are deceitful above all things. If we can't get our heart, the enemy can't get our heart. What he'll do is accuse us. He'll try to talk us out of God's word. He'll try to keep us in the past, keep our wounds open to where we're not listening to God, where we're not following God, where we're not doing what God told us to do. If we're not constantly wearing our breastplate, we're not constantly holding on to the truth, and we're not constantly walking in righteousness, we might as well say we just an open door to the enemy for attack. One fatal blow from the enemy can take us all the way out. And I'm just going to say a few things. The way that we can make sure we're keeping on our warfare, keeping on our armor, is to fast, is to pray, to be intimate in worship, to engage in the scriptures, not just read them, but engage in the scriptures. Follow what God is saying. Ask Holy Spirit to give you guidance. Ask Holy Spirit to give you answers as to what exactly he wants you to do in the season, what he wants you to learn in the season of your life, so you won't be swayed by the enemy. And I will also want to talk about them. Just in Paul, and I'm apologize. I'm gonna read Ephesians 6:11, where it talks about the whole. Just the beginning. It says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take on the whole armor of God that you may be able to resist in the evil day, having done all to stand, having your waist girded with truth, having your breastplate of righteousness, having your feet fitted with the readiness of gospel of peace. The seriousness of the army of hell that Paul describes in Ephesians when he's talking about the principalities, those are ranks. Satan is an imitator, right? So he patterns his army like the holy angels. The letter to the Ephesians identify those dark forces and following the flow of authority. For the principalities are the top ranking demons. The word principalities from the root word arche, which is chief. So these chief demons, which correspond with our angels among the holy angels, Apostle Paul was talking about how princes hold sway over the souls of people. A principality is an assigned demonic spirit to operate in disobedience. The powers, the next rank is official darkness. It's called powers. The word comes from the Greek word acute exclusa, which is a delegated authority, like that of a policeman. So these demons operate invisibly in government centers, such as national government. These powers cannot separate us from God, but these powers will be shaken in the end of the age. Rulers of darkness, the next level of demonic leaders, such as the created order. Rulers of darkness is translated the Greek word kamorta, which means to seize and to take hold of government for the sake of darkness and evil. The spiritual host of wickedness literally means spiritual faith. The word wicked is panoria, which we get fornication, pornari from. These unclean spirits we deal with on a daily basis. Some of these spirits are named Beelzebub, Lord of Flies, Abaddon, Apollonian, means destroyer. Demons means torment the mind. So that is literally the importance of not only the reason why Paul even talking about principalities, rules of darkness. It's a level of warfare that we go through as spiritual, in a spiritual sense, not in the flesh, but spiritually we're fighting against these enemies. That's why it's so important to keep on that armor. And the way you keep on that armor, again, stay in a word, engage, have a relationship with God. Don't allow the enemy to keep bringing up your past, bringing up things you went through, bringing up all these things. You're delivered from that. You're healed from that. You've been set free from that. God has created us to he's given us the grace to do everything that he's called us to do. When we seek his faith, when we're in his faith all the time, when we're in his word engaging, when we're doing what he called us to do, God will continue to fight for us and with us, and we will be strong in everything that God has put in us. So I admonish you guys to stay and continue to understand that don't ever get up in the morning without that armor. Don't ever get up without that breastplate of righteousness. Don't ever get up without that belt of truth. Without the belt of truth, we will not know the true word of God. Without that sword, we wouldn't even know the word of God. So I am finished. I know it was quick, but to God be the glory in all things. Thank you for listening. Amen.
What a word on today. Father, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people. Bless her tremendously. You know the need and the desire that she has, but her definite desire is to worship and praise your name. Bless her husband, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of his feet. Bless her daughter, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless the little prophetess, Lord. Cover her with your blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we honor you on today and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Let the people know how they can get in contact with you, Minister Candace, if they want to hear you speak, or if they just want to, you know, sow into you. How can they reach you?
So if you want to reach me, you can reach me at crownwarrior23@gmail.com. That's CROWNED warrior23@gmail.com. Or you can also find me on YouTube. Fixing Crown Warriors is the name of my YouTube page. There's some content there. I just started really releasing content. Or on Facebook, you can look at me. Look for me at Candace Lanier. That's L-A-N-I-E-R. Austin on Facebook, and you can get in contact with me. If you need to sew, I don't know my Cash App, but you can email me and I'll give it to you, or you can find me on Facebook as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Remember, it's not about us. It's not about you. It's all about glorifying God, and we're about kingdom business on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, I'm going to leave you three keys on this morning. Get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. You're definitely welcome to join the Abba House International on Facebook, as well as in person at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026 at 3 p.m. Find your church home. And three, make sure the man and woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10:9. It says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You don't have to be perfect. You don't care about what you did last night nor this morning. His arms is always open and waiting for you to come to him. He's not aggressive, but he's right there with you. Make that decision to change your life. It's time to take back what's been taken from you. Stand up and get in position. No, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. Remember, the Bible says, faith the size of a mustard seed can move a mountain, and iron sharpens iron. Don't forget, when there are two or three, the Father's in the midst of us. So come on, let's get together and put our boots on. Keep your armor on and get ready to fight. If you want to bless Worldwide Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020, $WGC2020. If you want to hear anything else about Minister Candace, let me know. I would definitely connect you. Send a message to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook, and I will connect you to the woman of God. Trust me, you haven't seen nothing yet. And she will be back to deliver another word. Remember, keep God first and know that he loves you. And we're always right here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. Have a blessed and phenomenal day. Don't give up. Keep pushing through. And reach out if you need to talk to someone. You're not in this by yourself. Be blessed.